CliffCentral.com. Good morning, everybody. As per Simpiwe's instructions, Asibe happy. All right, that's the motto. The next couple of days, that's all you have to focus on. Don't focus on anything else. Don't let the bastards get you down. If the year's been too much, put it away. It's almost done. If next year is exciting for you and you can't wait, then hang on. The rest of us still need to catch up. And if you just want to do nothing, that's absolutely fine too, right? There's no one who can tell you what to do right now. It's that time of year. Good morning. It is Tuesday. It's the 21st of December. And we've got Bulelo here. We've got Lebang. We've got me. And we've got you. And in the studio, Simpiwe is running things. Homo Lemo is making sure that it all works too. So we got the whole team this morning. What's happening, Lebang?
Ah, dude, all is fantastic. I am in travel mode. Like,
oh, good.
I think today's like my last real day as a functioning human. As of today, my emails are probably just going to give you like a, you know, that generic response saying, hey, thanks for trying, but no.
Out of office.
So,
yeah.
Gone. Out of office, out of Joburg, out of life. Like, you guys are going to catch me in space in 2022, so I'm super excited.
Well, I love that. You know, at least you know you're done. Like, some people just can't say goodbye to the office. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was saying to me, oh, no, he's still got this to do and that to do. And I'm like, dude, if you don't get out of there, you're going to drive yourself crazy. You have to stop. You have to be able to pull the plug. Get out of the office. No one else is there. No one else is going to be working. You work on your own? What, are you developing the cure for cancer all on your own in some like laboratory somewhere? You got to get out, man. Take a break.
Yeah.
Everyone else is taking a break. You can't just keep slogging on when everybody else has said enough, finish, right?
Yeah. No, that balance is so key, and it's so easy to like just fall into the trap of maybe not going for a break and not leaving the office because like. You just sometimes drown yourself in there, you know?
Hey, listen, I do understand. Like, there's some people who can't get leave at this time of year, or they've chosen to take leave somewhere else in the year, so they're working now, but working in inverted commas, because we all know not a whole lot gets done. I mean, there's some places that don't shut down. For retail, this is a busy week. If you are a doctor, sometimes you can't get away now. If you work in hospitals, maybe you're a nurse, you're a policeman. Those people can't always just choose to be away, but there should be a bit of a slowdown. It should be easier to work now than it is the rest of the year. And, you know, whatever your reason is that you might be working, don't kill yourself at the moment. Like, just take it slow. It's that time of year. Right, Mbulelo, even you're nodding, and you're a non-stop worker. You're one of those people who doesn't stop.
Well, I don't know. I'm a little bit sick of everyone thinking they're the most productive person in the world. Like, you don't need that much of a break.
Yeah.
Like, that's also a little bit annoying. Like, everybody thinks they – like, you're not Elon Musk.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Okay, you can maybe take a break.
But aren't you also –
I just like spending time with people. Like, if people are off now, that's what I'm looking forward to. Like, I had an awesome thing yesterday for like a friend of mine surprise back in town.
Mm-hmm.
Another friend of mine surprise. I'm not in Luxembourg. I'm back home. Awesome. Okay. I'll see you tonight. That I love.
That sounds good. Like, that sounds very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
I do think there are some people though that are addicted to the idea. Like they think it makes them special and important if they are work. And they think the rest of us are impressed with that when we're really not. Like I'm not. It's like those people who say to you, oh no, I only get three hours of sleep a night and I'm so busy and I've got this and I got that. And you're like, well, then you don't know how to manage your time. That's what you've just shown me you can't manage time. Not that you're special or important.
I got you.
Get over yourself.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know. Anyway, we got the usual crew placing their comments up in the comments section this morning. Ruth says, "Hey, overtime is a thing this time of year." Yeah, you can charge overtime in some companies. Some of them, of course, don't. Bavish says, "Good morning, beautiful Lebang, stoic Mbu, and the one and only Gareth, and everyone else." Well, okay, there we go. All right. I think I'd rather be beautiful than stoic. How about you, Mbulelo? Definitely rather. I'd rather be beautiful. But that's not going to happen. Sorry, Mbulelo, Mr. Condescension. Everyone's job is important, says Peter. Yeah. Not really. That. Not really, hey.
No.
There's some people.
Like if I die tomorrow, no one cares. If surgeon dies, problem.
Mm.
Like my job's basically pretending.
Yeah. What are you?
No, my job's not important.
What do you say? Like, oh, you're in marketing. Oh, the wheels will grind to halt and the whole of civilization will stop because if the marketing fucking people aren't there, what are we going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, no, there's definitely an order.
Jeremy says, today is the longest day and the shortest night. Make the most of the summer solstice. Longest day, shortest night today. Huh.
Oh, awesome.
Let's hope we have some decent weather then, huh? Because I've had enough of this fucking rain. Enough.
It's nonsense.
And how much more water can we possibly take at this stage? You know, yesterday I was walking around in a hoodie. It was cold. Now, we're not going to spend hours talking about the weather, but this is not acceptable for December. I cannot remember a December where I had to wear a hoodie around the house. Know what I mean?
I said this earlier on in the week. I was like, July is literally on the phone, and July is saying, you know what, I'm present. I don't care how you guys feel, because this is not December weather.
No.
This is in no way festive weather. This is horrid.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Correct. The city of Cape Town employees are bursting pipes to create overtime for themselves. Constant burst pipes in the area. That's not very smart of them, because they're going to have to fix those things. Idiots. You know, if that's what's really going on, Tembisa says that. If that's what's really going on, that's ridiculous. You know, the one group of people we realized we really don't need a lot from is the government. Most of us are already at this stage of the year. The last thing you think about. Like when you think about your Christmas wish list, you think, well, maybe I should thank some of the people I've worked with this year, thank my family, my friends. I should be grateful for my, my really close associates, the people I like to spend time with, like Mbulelo was saying now, friends from overseas that might be visiting for the holidays. People that you care about. Right at the end of that list are like politicians and government people, and probably they don't even make it onto the list because I don't think they get a lot of Christmas cards. I mean, they're not people. Yeah. I can't think of anyone sitting at home going, well, shit, forgot to send a Christmas card to those city councillors. Oh, got to make sure we think about them today. You know what I mean? Anyway, but this I have had enough of this cold and this rain. It's just, let's have some summer, please. It's about time we got outside, spent some time in the sun. And I know this isn't a thing for Cape Town people. They've had some nice weather. Even Durban has had some nice weather. But Joburg, just non-stop rain. It's been ridiculous. Anyway, so maybe it's the 5G in our brains from the vaccines, you know, because that's what people think.
Oh, it's activating.
It's all switched on. Yes. Now we're going to have rain. That's how they control you. They control you with the weather, keep you indoors. All right. Someone here doesn't like Simpiwe. So Simpiwe, don't take this personally, but Emmanuel says, I don't watch when Simpiwe is on. She laughs a lot and says nothing valuable. That's bullshit. She came up with us to be happy. So shut up, Emmanuel.
Jeez, Emmanuel.
Yeah, really.
Like, exactly. Let's be happy, bro.
Right, exactly. So Lebang, you're going away, hey?
Yes. Like, as soon as, like, I'm done here, I'm packing and I'm out.
Oh, this is it.
I'm so psyched. But the only thing is, I do have to make a stop. Like, you know when you make plans and you're like, I'm going to do this at this time and then say I'm going to do that?
Yeah.
So yesterday I was supposed to take one of my daughters to get, like, her immunization. Like, you know, those, like, injections, those never-ending ones.
Right.
And I just never got around to doing it because I was doing so many other things. So I have to do that on the way out of town. So wish me luck. I don't know how that's going to go, but...
Well, you know what? We are honored to be one of the last stops before your holiday starts. That's always a you know what I mean? That's a good place. That's a good place.
For you guys. You guys are my face. I had to put you guys there in, like, the top five. top two and not two, hey? I said, you guys, I'm really there.
Very good. Very, very good. All right, so Nico says, with all this the lack of sun, we will be taking vitamin D tablets one day like the British have to. Yeah. What is this shit? Like, this is Africa, for God's sake. Give us some sun, you know? Nonsense. What a lot of bullshit. All right, so let's just check, because now I mentioned yesterday that I now have to clean my own house for the next few days because there's no one here. Everybody's on leave. So I was in cleaning mode yesterday, doing dishes and washing and all that shit. And I, you know, for the first few days, it'll be fun. And I like it when it starts, but it's going to take me about four more. And then I'll be like, I have to get someone in here to help me. That's going to happen very soon. But while I was cleaning, you know, I do get to clean my way, which I kind of like, because then you take stock and you're like, that hasn't been cleaned for ages. I think I should do that. You get the little scrubbing brushes out, you get the cloths out, you start cleaning in places that normally don't get the attention they deserve. And you know I love that, right? I've told you before, one of my favorite things, it's a therapy for me, is to clean. So I'm in that frame of mind at the moment. I'll be sorting shit out. I remember at the beginning of lockdown in March last year, that was me from top to bottom, like going every room, finding everything that needed cleaning. And afterwards I was like, yes, around me there is order. It is tidy. My life is perfect. And everything else flowed from that. I love order. I love a sense of like everything being in its place and a place for everything. Have you seen?
It does feel really good.
Yeah? Sorry?
And so it feels really good, like cleaning and like tidying up and like doing the whole feng shui thing. Until you start to like face the fact that you're possibly a hoarder, because this is like a bunch of stuff that you're throwing away. That's the only downfall of like cleaning out a garage or like an old cupboard. Like it feels good in the beginning. And then you just start finding things, bro. And you're like, oh, I remember you. And you don't really want to throw anything away. And then you're like, crap, am I a hoarder of things?
Well, I've,
that's my only.
Yeah, I've kind of made peace with the fact that I because, you know, we do Collectomania on a Monday. And I've got so many collections that we could feature just me every episode and we wouldn't run out of things. But I kind of, that's sort of what makes me happy about living in my house. It's sort of what makes me pleased about living, also living on my own and having the space that I've got. It's one of the things that makes it a luxury to me. And I couldn't do without it. Like if I lived all Spartan, if I had just a bed and a kitchen and a bathroom, I'd go pretty crazy because I need to have things to stimulate my mind around me, whether it's books or, you know, or things that I can work on, stuff that I'm interested in, things that I can keep going back to, little projects that I've got all over the place. I'd go crazy if I didn't have that. So I need to have those things.
I saw another benefit, speaking to your benefits of living alone and being able to control your space. I saw another incredible benefit of living alone was yesterday one of our friends had to leave early because he didn't exactly tell his girlfriend that he'd be at this awesome house at an awesome braai awesome food.
Uh-oh.
And now she's called, his wife. And she's been looking after the baby. He left at like 2 o'clock. I got there and it's 7. And now we're tucking into unbelievable food. She's saying, bring, you know, McDonald's home. And now she's calling, where are you? And now, you know what I mean? Now there's a situation like, I'm on the way. I'm just dropping off so-and-so. Like, bro, I can see your ostrich steak that you've just put onto your plate. This is going to be a whole situation. Because what's coming next is the phone call to one of us, right? Just like, oh,
where is he?
Is everyone all right?
Yeah.
Hey, let's just say the other person's name was Rifilwe. Hey, I know he's with you guys. Right. And he said he's dropping you off. Just let me know when you leave. Oh man, I was like, this is terrible. Do people in relationships even get holidays? That was my thought. I thought, what do people in relationships do in holidays? No. You never get off time. Like, that must be awful.
But that also, now, you're creating shit for yourself when you start lying. Just say to her you're at a party with some friends. It's also
I'm having ostrich steak. Yeah. I'll bring you.
No. Everyone says this, but I've always said if you don't learn how to lie to your partner in that sense, you're applying for singledom, because I've seen what, hey, let's be all the way moral, does for people.
No, it's not. it's not moral, Bulelo. It's just making your life easier. The minute you have to make up a story, I mean, Jesus, it's so much work, man. And then you have to keep elaborating that lie because now you're an extra hour longer than you said you would be. Uh-uh. I've chosen, even if it upsets people, I've chosen honesty just because it's the easiest policy. Just because then I don't have to remember two versions of the truth. It's easy to get shit done. And if people, if someone's going to get cross with you, they're going to get cross with you anyway. Yeah, lying to them is going to make it worse, I think, not better.
Imagine like 4 weeks later while you guys are pillow talking, and then she says, yeah, remember that other Saturday when you were on your way but you took long? What group did you take again? And then you go, what Saturday? I remember eating ostrich steak. Dude, no, you can't function like that as a human being. Now you must remember every single, help yourself.
I agree.
Know where you are.
Yeah.
I agree as a single person. I just don't know if it works from what I've seen as a dude when you've got a girlfriend. Like, every time I hear somebody in a relationship talk, I'm like, there's no way I'm doing that.
I don't really think anyone here is particularly interested in your idea of how relationships work.
Well,
nobody cares. Yeah.
Well, it's working. Whatever I'm doing is working because my man was under pressure last night.
Shame, man.
Man, oh man. Yeah, it's gonna happen.
The choices. You've got these four children of yours, Lebang. You've got some serious work cut out for you in the holidays, and you can palm them off for a little while to grandparents and uncles and aunts and partners and all the rest of it. But it's still a shit ton of work. And you have to find things to keep them busy the whole time. My brother and sister-in-law been on this trip to the Cape, and they're actually coming back today in time for all the Christmas stuff. But they haven't had a holiday. The kids had a holiday. They didn't. They're exhausted.
Yeah.
They want to just sleep.
I can just imagine, like, when you take kids on a trip, you need to keep them busy. Mm. You don't have a single moment to breathe. To do you, to go get a massage, to go to the spa, forget it. Like,
forget
it's
it,
literally
right.
Like, okay, if there's no, like, activity place at the resort where you can just, like, throw them away and just keep them there all day, then you have to actively find things for them to do, and it's very tiring.
Yeah.
It very much is. Yeah. You have to have, like, separate holidays. There needs to be, like, the family ones, and then, like, the couple ones where it's just mommy and daddy. Otherwise, you'll end up lying about where you are, like, going to prize and not being
surprised. Well, this is also apparently, this is peak divorce season, you know. The lawyers will tell you.
For sure.
from now until the end of January is like, this is where the divorce lawyers come into the picture. This is where they start getting really busy, right?
I remember saying it at the beginning of lockdown, and you and Leanne said I was just a grumpy old bastard, and... where are we now? You know, everyone is great as a highlights package. When you have to spend each and every single day, no one's great. No, like, I don't care how awesome you are. Mother Teresa, Nelson Mandela would not be great for 24 hours. So it makes sense to me now that you're...
a highlights package in Milano. That is one way of really putting it. Like, it sounds like, you know, we all just like whatever we put on social media. Anything beyond that was pretty shitty.
Well,
we are.
Can I bring something up on that front? Because social media is obviously another poisonous thing at this time of year. And I'm not going to sit here and complain about social media like I usually do. But I do want to say, like, people are going to be posting all their great holidays, all these beautiful sunsets, pictures of them at the beach or at a party or doing fun things. And if you aren't doing those things, it can be really, really difficult. I mean, like, you can feel like your life is shitty by comparison. So it's extra pressure on some people. I don't give a damn. You've known me long enough, if you listen to this show, to know that other people's happiness is great. Doesn't detract from mine. And I'm very happy to see people spending money, having a good time, partying, drinking, being with friends, being with family, wherever you might be in the world. I've never, like, gone onto Instagram and thought, oh, I'm so jealous of those people. It doesn't happen to me. But there are a lot of people in this world who are extremely impressionable. So when they see someone else having a whale of a time, they're like, oh, my life is shit. And it makes some people feel very bad. It makes them feel maybe even a little bit suicidal, maybe a bit depressed. It makes them feel like they haven't done anything, that they haven't achieved anything, that their life is shit by comparison. And you know that's a real thing, right? I mean, and social media has not made that easier for many people. It's a serious consideration. So don't, if you are one of those people who feel sensitive about that kind of thing and it bothers you, do not go on social media. And don't worry about posting stuff. Not everybody, nobody, as we say on the show, it's the hashtag that keeps on giving. Hashtag nobody cares. Nobody's actually invested in your life as much as you think. Someone brilliant said to me just the other day, in your 20s, might even have brought this up on the show already, in your 20s, you're so busy worrying about what other people think. In your 30s, you stop caring what other people think. In your 40s, you realize nobody was thinking about you anyway, which is about right. So, you know, fast forward the mind to those to that attitude in the 40s, and you'll be much happier in your 20s and 30s, that's for sure. Having been in education, says Caleb, kids are only as good when you can give them back. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, no, that's true. There's always like cousins and aunts and uncles who are like, oh my gosh, your kids are so cute. Can I babysit? I'm like, sure. And then they babysit. And then as soon as they can chuck little buggers back at me, they're like, okay, please, oh, thank God. Like, it's your, when you can return to sender, you're nice.
Hey, I went for I know you got something to say there, Mbulelo, but I went for lunch on Friday last week with Dr. Hanan, and you know, because we're wrapping up the end of the year, seeing a lot of the people who we've spent time with this year and people who've made a huge contribution to our lives and the show and everything else. And I met Hanan's wife and kids. What an awesome family this guy has. You know how if you're going to give people advice, you have to be doing it right yourself. It's not a do as I say, it's a do as I do thing. He has his shit together, that man. He's got a wonderful wife. I spent like a couple of minutes talking to her. It was hardly any time at all. But what an incredible woman. I mean, like, you just see, she is like, she's his match, you know, in every way. And he's so smart and practical, and he cuts through the bullshit. And you can just see, like, she's the sparkling, lovely personality. In many ways, she's kind of his opposite. And then they've got these two lovely children, but like lovely, lovely children, just these happy little kids. And I see this on your Instagram too, Lebang, your happy little kids. And they're just smiling all the time. Yeah, that's good. That's not something for people to be annoyed by on social media. That's something for people to aspire to. I think it's gorgeous. And you and your children make me happy when I see them on social media, genuinely.
Oh, thanks, G. No, they genuinely are a happy bunch, but obviously – like, as you're saying, it's like lead by example. They're only going to be happy if I'm happy. They're only going to be happy if their dad's happy.
Yeah.
If they're surrounded by shitty adults, then I'm just, you know, creating shitty kids. So it's really, it boils down to that, yeah.
And how many people, parents especially, sacrifice over this time of year? And they're like, oh, well, I'll just, you know, I'll go without this or I'll go without that. I'll do it for the children. And then they end up miserable. And the kids can sense that. They can tell that the parents are sad. And they can tell that the parents aren't having the best time. And then it doesn't matter what you buy them for Christmas. It's not going to make them feel better.
Mm-mm. Well said. Is Dr. Hanan's skin as porcelain in real life as it is on screen? You know, that's always something I've always wanted to meet him and actually see and maybe knock to see if it is porcelain.
I don't know. I don't know how old he is. I think he's in his 30s. He's not that old. But he looks young. He looks really young, Hanan. He's in good shape. He's got those, you know, you see him on the show. He's got those kind of very alert, very awake eyes. And his wife, too. I mean, again, there's like a lot of nice energy in that family. I met them for a short time, the kids and the wife. But my God, just impressed me immediately. And I'm also... You know, that's what's nice about this time of year, too, is that you do get to see people with their families. So you get to see them in their own space, right? And I think that can be very, very powerful. Of course, everybody who's worried and they're going to be people this morning, you go, well, my family's not all sorted out. I'm not saying it's all perfect. Nobody is. Nobody's perfect. You know, just like nobody cares, nobody's perfect. Those are our hashtags. Nobody cares, nobody's perfect. In fact, that is as good as Asibe happy this morning.
Yeah,
damn right. Asibe happy because nobody cares and nobody's perfect. It's an equation, right?
Yeah.
Asibe happy equals nobody cares plus nobody's perfect. There's your equation for the whole of the holidays, and frankly for 2022 as well, because there are people who are already thinking about 2022, despite the fact that I've been sitting here going, shut up, don't give me stuff about 2022 yet. I'm not there. I'm not ready for that shit yet. MKT show. I saw all your guys yesterday, Bulelo. You guys are going right through, hey?
Yeah, no, we'll be going right through. James is going home to somewhere in the Eastern Cape. Don't know if they have internet there. I mean,
I'm so relieved
like whatever.
He has a home.
Yeah.
Whoa, that is so early in the morning.
Good for him.
Great. There is internet in the Eastern Cape, and yes, he has a home.
We don't know that. We'll see if he returns. I mean, I've already told him he needs to move from the area he lives in now because he lives – basically in a slum village, and he can afford to move. So I don't know what his deal is. But, you know.
Yes, talk about a superiority complex here.
Just move, okay? Anyway, I mean, I don't want to go on about James's Mad Max life. But yeah, no, the guys are going right through. And, I mean, people are at home now, and the greatest television show I still believe on earth is sport, and it would be crazy for us to stop. And, yeah, we want to entertain people. So we're going right through. No mucking about.
And there's a lot of...
It's going to be awesome.
There's a lot of sport on offer at the moment, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. This is the time. This is peak sport. Football on all the time. There's rugby. There's great cricket on.
It's always curious how, like, you know, when everybody else is on holiday, there are some professions that, or some industries, some businesses that have to work the hardest when everybody else is taking it easy. And we're going to talk in a little while to Dr. Mark, you know, from the T Health Show on Cliff Central. And Dr. Mark is an expert in this. He is going to tell us about the Christmas gut, which is a real thing, and how you can get away from that, and you can try not to get into that place where you end up with a huge swinging boop after Christmas as a guy. Because, you know, he's the T-health, testosterone health guy. But he'll also tell us how the girls can keep it off. Because you don't want to be coming out of the holidays like a beached whale and frightening the children. Literally, you have Greenpeace trying to push you back into the ocean when you go to the beach for a holiday. You don't want that happening.
Yeah, no.
And Dr. Mark lives his message.
Yeah.
That guy's in great shape.
Yeah, he does.
I see him every now and then. And so, he's electric. He's got that energy.
So Corona's Boring says, I drove past a divorce lawyer called Karen yesterday, or Karen. She had a picture on her car. She looks like she had zero happiness. Then she jumped the robot in front of me. She must be busy. Well, it's peak divorce season. Yeah. She was probably in a hurry to get that client and get some of that sweet divorce money. You know, that sweet divorce Luca. It's funny. There are a lot of people talking about kids here. But Tembisa says, Gareth, it's weird. People who don't like me view my status all the time. This is crazy to watch. That's another funny thing.
Why do you have my number? Why are you watching my WhatsApp statuses? All of them. Mm-hmm. All of them. Mm-hmm. Losers.
Well, Maki puts it into good perspective here. Maki Umalo says, yeah, you must not covet your neighbor's wife, donkey, and property. Those are the dangers of social media. Some good biblical wisdom coming from Maki there. I like that a lot. I love that. All right. Ruth says Dr. Hanan's 43. Didn't know that. It doesn't look it at all.
That guy looks 20. He just looks crisp all the time. Like, he's not real. Mm. I don't know. Yeah. We need a skincare routine, Dr. Hanan.
Audrey says, I can't wait. Going to the Eastern Cape next week, especially after all the rain they've had. Coming down Lutzberg Pass is one of my favorite emotions. I don't know where that is, but okay. Cool. Let's do it. Robert asks this question. Why do you check who watches your WhatsApp statuses? That's even stranger. Yeah.
I did want to mention that. I did want to mention to you guys that that's weird that you check who watches your stuff. That's weird.
I mean, I get it. But, like, well, for me, I've been in situations where, like, let's say, like, I've got a family member or, like a boss or somebody who I just know shouldn't be watching my status. I have to just double check, like, who? Boss? No, you can't be watching my stuff. There's people that you have to exclude from your statuses just because, you know, of whatever your personal reasons are. But I don't know what it is. Like, sure, I hear you that, okay, it must be a little bit weird to sit there. But it's the same thing as social media, right? You kind of go through, like, who looks at your likes and who likes your things, who shares your things. It's just, like, it's just part of the way to use these things. I don't think it's, like, an obsession or, like, a real thing. But when somebody likes your picture on IG, you check, oh, look, who likes my thing, my own neighbors.
So Annette, like that. Annette says, how do you even check this? Because I don't know how. Maybe I'm stupid, but I honestly don't know how. So I'm on the page where I wouldn't even know how to check. Here's Michael saying some useful advice. Plank for a few minutes every day through the holidays, and it will deliver you a six-pack that doesn't end in a belly hangover. Well, there's some good advice, but the exercise is just part of it.
Amen, right? Michael.
Yeah, it's just the exercise is one half of it. The other half is the eating. And frankly, just because there is going to be more food around you over Christmas. Everybody has more food over Christmas, rich and poor, old and young, whoever you may be. There's more of it around. So just go gashed. You don't have to go ningi, you know. Somewhere in between.
I've got grand plans to eat a shitload. And, like, especially at my partner's mom's place. She owns a food business. So this is her job. She sells food for a living.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'll definitely be her lab rat. Mm-hmm. I am just going to be sitting there like, bring it. Yes, please.
Well, this is a funny thing, and then we get to headlines. But my mom and dad and my sister's boyfriend do all the cooking, and they love it. Hey, those three get into the kitchen. The rest of us just stay the hell out of the way. And they go, like, maniacal in that kitchen. It looks like hell in a handbasket. The three of them are doing gammon, and they're doing meats, and they're doing salad. They get cooking, and they get making stuff on the 23rd. They get everything ready, especially that stuff that needs a long time to get going. You know, like if we're doing, I didn't even know if they're doing turkey or whatever it is this year. I don't know anything about Christmas food at all, despite the fact that I'm subjected to it. And I enjoy being subjected to it. Let me not make it sound like it's a trial. Once a year, every year, for my whole life, I have vivid memories of it. I still don't know how to make any of that stuff. I still don't know the difference, and we asked this last year, and I've forgotten already, between a gammon and a ham. I still don't know the difference between,
gammon is a ham that went to a private school.
Is that it?
Yeah. It comes with a bit of a layer, you know, it's got like a bit more fine tuning, but like once you cut into that bitch,
really?
It really is all the same thing.
To me, they are the same. I mean, I really can't tell the difference. Anyway, and then, you know, there's all that other crap too. There's like, because we're in South Africa, we don't necessarily have the hot meals that they have in other places where they have Christmas traditions. So for me, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day are like, it's mostly cold food. It's served cold. It's not served hot. Anyway, let's get to some headlines. We can't spend all day talking about food like this. All we're going to do is be hungry. Oh, by the way, we've got a cat that's watching us this morning. Do you want to see what I'm talking about? We have a cat called Pixel. Michael has a cat called Pixel, and he's just sent me a picture of Pixel, and I'm going to show you what Pixel looks like. She's actually watching the show as we speak this morning. So let's all say hello to Pixel, and maybe we'll get her attention. Are you ready to take a look at this? Look how popular we are, not just with humans on this show, but here we are being watched by a cat. See that?
Oh.
There's Pixel the cat watching us do our thing. Isn't that sweet? That's very nice this morning. All right, so a couple of headlines. Let's take a look at some of those and see what we can learn. First thing, an early Christmas gift for the hospitality sector in Cape Town, which has obviously taken a huge knock over the last while. They just got an international tourism award for Cape Town. So this is something worth celebrating. And Cape Town really is the place in South Africa to be. Everybody knows that. It's got, you know, the great view, beaches, mountain. Everything happens in Cape Town at this time of year. The weather is fantastic mostly. And they've been named the world's leading festival and event destination for a second year in a row, despite coronavirus. Among the destinations that they beat were London, Dubai, Sydney, Barcelona, Buenos Aires, and Cannes, as well as Durban. I love the way they sneak Durban in there.
Yo, what's Durban doing there?
Come on.
Hey, come on. Come on. No.
Durban's hey, great, man. Don't you start knocking Durban.
Come on. Come on. We've all been to Cape Town. Let's not, listen, let's not do this. Please. Come on. Come on now. There's tears for everything. You know what? There are people with nicer wives than yours. Get over it. Cape Town is in the elite of the elite worldwide. Worldwide.
Yeah, it is. It's different.
Cape Town rocks.
Different level. Different level. I agree.
It's different gravy, oh, as they might say.
We're not denying that. Yeah. Congratulations, Cape Town.
So I know we said we weren't going to talk about food, but if you are dreading having to cook your family Christmas dinner, then you're definitely not alone. For future Christmases, there is now a new alternative. You can get a robot chef to do everything for you.
How much? I'm in. How much?
You want it? Here it is. Look at this.
There's yes.
There's a picture of the robot chef doing its thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Busy making fruitcake. That looks impressive, right? So let me tell you the quick story about this so that you know what I'm talking about. So a number of tech firms are developing robots that can cook and plate up entire meals, both for commercial and domestic kitchens. One of those at the forefront is London-based Moly Robotics, due to release its product next year. Attached to rails fitted to the ceiling, two robotic arms hang down over your oven and hob and can cook more than 5,000 different recipes. You just pick the dish in question. On a touch screen, you add the ingredients it tells you to, the built-in containers, and it does everything else. It can turn on the oven, can pick up and put down saucepans and spatulas, stir, whisk, flip. To help develop the robot, they employed the services of professional chefs all over, including people who won BBC's MasterChef TV competition. And apparently it would cook through the recipe in a kitchen with a layout that's the same as the robot. And his movements, the chef's movements, would be recorded and then transferred to the robotic arms and hands. These movements would be streamlined by the robotics team. And in the end, we'd end up with a consistent program that would produce the same dish every time. So, Mbulelo, I'm afraid the minimum price, as you asked, as you did ask, was £150,000 for this system at the moment. So it's quite pricey. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer. Oh, hang on. Just wait a second.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
But sorry, guys.
What's it about?
You lost.
It's Black Mirror Energy. We're like robots practically take over everything, and like we just die as a human race. Like,
sure. Oh, no,
Can the robot cook as well?
Sorry, I got cut off. Something happened there on my screen, but that's expensive. So don't worry, Lebang. Humans are not going to be replaced anytime soon. £150,000. Maybe one really, really rich, show off billionaire will have this system installed in his kitchen. I mean, I don't like cooking. I'm all up for it, but I don't have £150,000 lying around. Don't know about you guys.
But I'm in a dilemma. I love good food, and last night reminded me. The one benefit of maybe being in a relationship is getting somebody in and around who can take cooking to the next level. Because I've always got like great food at my house, but there's that extra touch. Like my mom and my sister were here about a month ago, and they were at my house, and I'd come home, and it wasn't like good food. Now it went to the next level.
Oh yeah,
and I'd like that component in my life. Last night, good reminder. Oh, I'm in a dilemma. What a victim.
L-O-V-E, something I doubt a robot can insert in a meal when preparing it, called love, Bulelo.
Good point.
You know, because in the recipe book it says add a spoonful of love, doesn't it?
Oh, it's such an Oprah thing. And,
like, you know what I mean? You can taste the difference. Like, you can taste when someone's cooking just for the sake of it. Yo!
Yeah.
No.
Your soul isn't there. That's a good point, Levan.
No, cooking, as we've discovered in the 20... You know, in the 20th century, the late 20th century, when these celebrity chefs became a thing, that actually cooking is just chemistry. And chemistry is all about the amounts, the temperature, the pressure, the duration, all of that stuff. And you can actually reduce it to being a chemical experiment. So sorry, Lebang, there's not a whole lot of love. People like Bulelo and I want our steak cooked to perfection, and sometimes a machine can do that better than a human, no matter how much love they put into the recipe.
Okay. I think maybe you've misunderstood me, Gareth. In order to pay that much attention to that detail and to the chemistry, you need to have a certain level of love and attention and affection to what you're doing.
I know what you mean. But a robot can do that, because the robot is not, it's not distracted by, you know, bullshit. The kids screaming in the background, or someone's at the door, or, you know, they get bored, they start watching something on TV.
Exactly. That's the one. Oh, sorry, supper's late. Yeah. Like, I used to get mad when I was younger at my old lady. I'm sorry, supper's late. What happened? Ah, I was just watching The Bold. I'm hungry now.
Why are you dragging The Bold and The Beautiful? Damn.
I don't mind that. I don't mind what Ridge is up to. Sorry, Taylor, that happened, but I'm hungry now, Mom.
Guys, is Bold and The Beautiful is Bold still on TV?
Dude,
must be.
I saw the other day that Marlena was getting re-resurrected or something.
That's days.
What's the difference?
No, that's days. Sands through the hourglass. They're Bold is Spectre Creations. That was Borich and whatever. What you're talking about is Stefano Temera.
Well, I'm excited. Those are all the headlines you need to worry about this morning. There's a whole lot of stuff supposedly going on in politics, but who cares, right? Hashtag nobody cares. Hashtag nobody's perfect. Asibe happy. Let's just remember that. That's all that's important. So sorry, politicians. We're not going to be paying attention to you this time of year. I don't know how you're going to handle it. Because, you know, politicians, when they're not getting attention, they fall into a complete heap and they start doing stupid shit like organizing protest marches and burning shit down, and that's what they do. So just behave yourselves. Just because nobody loves you doesn't mean that, and you're a politician, that's why no one loves you, doesn't mean that you get to force yourself into our lives at Christmas time. Now, Dr. Mark is the host, of course, of the Tea Health Show on cliffcentral.com. He is joining us today to warn us, yes, to warn us about something that sounds like it comes out of a horror movie. It's called Christmas Gut, and it might be too late for some of us who are already on holiday, but we're going to find out from Dr. Mark what else we need to know and how we can avoid Christmas gut. Hey, Dr. Mark, how are you?
Morning, Gareth. I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're good. So, Dr. Mark, first and foremost, are you on holiday yet, or are you guys working through?
I actually finished my last patient yesterday, and then I did something that was very good for my Christmas gut, and that's I started drinking tequila. So that's very good for your gut. Tequila is what you drink this season.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going back into my office a little bit later.
Now, since you brought it up, I'm so relieved, because I was going to ask you about tequila anyway. So it's all I drink. Tequila is not the worst thing to drink. There are some things that people drink, like beer, which does give you a Christmas gut. Tequila will not do that to you, right? I keep saying this to people, and then they say to me, "Ah, what are you now? You're not a doctor." So you tell us from your own mouth.
You know what? So first, what we need to think about is actually what we're drinking and for what reason. Mm-hmm. I drink tequila because I have an inflamed gut. The other thing that would be good to drink when you have an inflammatory gut is gin. People who battle with gluten and wheat intolerances should stay away from your malt, your beers, your whiskeys. You said it earlier. At the moment, we're really not interested in what politicians do. Mm-hmm. I'm really not interested at what Omicron followers do. Mm-hmm. All I want to do is I want to escape. I want to get away. Mm-hmm. And you know, there are so many ways in which you can do this. Actually, that is one. Not bad for you.
Right.
Two, can be quite healthy for you. And three, who cares? You know, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Be safe. but have fun. And, you know, you can do that by eating nice food.
Yeah.
And you can do that by drinking responsibly. And it's not just the quantities that you drink, it's what you drink.
All right. So what are the big warning flags and what are the no-nos for Christmas? We don't want Christmas gut. We don't want we don't want to be the slob. We don't want to look bad. We don't want to smell bad. We what are the things we can avoid at Christmas time that we should just take right off the menu?
Bread. That's the first one. Bread. If we can, I give my patients a challenge. My patients who come to me specifically for weight gain, the challenge is during this period of time I usually make it from the 20th of December until the 1st of January, your challenge is do not gain weight. We don't have to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't gain weight. So what is it that we take out? Take out the refined sugar. So don't eat the sweets. Don't drink the fizzy drink. Go for the healthier option of getting your children, I like child labor, getting your children to squeeze you your juice in the morning. You know, it's a fun family activity. And then you can get them to clean up the kitchen afterwards.
Excellent.
So then you have a fresh juice. Get them to help you cook in the kitchen. So I like a bone broth. And people go, oh, bone broth. You know, if you like gravy, or if you like anything that tastes like the bottom of a pan in which you've just made baked potatoes,
yes,
do a bone broth. And it's so easy. And again, get the kids to help you. Teach the kids how to cook a bone broth. You take a carrot, you take some celery, you take some garlic, onion, you chop them in pieces, throw them into a big pot, put a chicken on top of it, put some water on, pepper, salt, and put it on the stove and forget about it for 4 hours. And that chicken is going to cook up this most wonderful, rich, salty bone broth. And it literally tastes like the best gravy that you put onto your baked potatoes, that you put on your food. Now, for the African culture, and I have actually done that, I went and I bought chicken feet, and I put it in there.
Chicken feet.
And now suddenly we're chicken feet.
Minatana. Give me minatana. Just so you know.
Well, you know, afterwards I used the nails to floss.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. What you do with that broth thing, you cook it up, and it becomes this gelatinous, beautiful, rich sauce almost. And I drink it. No, it's delicious. It's nice. And you drink that once a day. And what it helps do for people with leaky gut. So these are the people that bloat. So the people that can't eat wheat, that can't eat gluten, the people that have heartburn the whole time, you drink that once or twice a day, really it's beautiful, and it heals the junctions in the gut. So the gut has tight junctions like this, and if it's unhealthy, it starts opening up.
Okay.
Now you have a problem that everything you eat, your vitamins, your minerals. So you think you're doing healthy stuff, but start leaking through these holes. And when that happens, it becomes an inflammatory particle. And that's where you start getting the bloating from. And what this gelatinous, beautiful liquid does that again.
Ugh.
And it closes everything up. And you will see.
There's got to be a better way. I'm sorry, it sounds horrible. I mean, there's got to be a better way. Like, that just sounds like absolute hell. Do you do supplements and You know, do you take a handful of pills every day, or do you just keep it like all food, natural stuff?
You know, with supplements, Gareth, work. They work for someone like you that have a healthy gut. For the next person that battles with IBS or IBD, so inflammatory bowel disease or inflammatory bowel syndrome. But the moment that you start putting supplements into some of those people, the organisms that's in the gut start feeding on that. And Stacey Holland and myself spoke about it in one of our shows that we did on the T-Health show called Gut Health.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the microbiome. And, you know, the moment that you disturb or feed these organisms that shouldn't be eating this, it flares up. And then, you know, then it's a disaster. So things, for instance, like iron supplementation can trigger a gut, especially if you have overgrowth of bacteria in your smallest intestine. Vitamin C, zinc, all of those then become inflammatory particles. So you need to be very, very careful if you do not have a good gut. And the majority of us don't. It's very interesting. You will see someone, and I'm a walking example of one of them. I weigh 84 kilograms, and on a bad day, it looks like I'm a poisoned dwarf because, you know, my stomach is so bloated that it looks as if I'm about to give birth to a bowling ball. And look at me from behind, and I'm fairly small and trim. And the moment I turn, and my brother's going to kill me for this, I look like someone in Limpopo. You know, with you have this gut.
I'm from Limpopo, so that's not offensive. Yeah. I can say right now, as somebody whose family's from Limpopo, you get a pass there, Dr. Mark. I know exactly what you mean. I know the Limpopo.
If you have an unhealthy gut, you need to treat your gut. So how do we do it during Christmas? Go for healthy options. You know, ask them to make something without flour.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easiest part. Our gut coach at the tea clinic, again, Stacey Holland, says, if you can't recognize what it is, how it's grown, you shouldn't have it. So, for instance, you can have corn, but the moment that you take a corn and you put it in bread, you know what? You can't see what it is, so don't have it. There's right. So much beautiful things you can do with fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, meat. You know, you don't have to put Maizena in something to make it thicker. Now, there's a lot of people that can't do dairy.
Yeah.
But you can do a cultured yogurt. And I'm going to do some advertising for Spa. Mm-hmm. The best cultured yogurt that you can buy is from Spa.
Really?
They have a beautiful one, yeah. Cottage cheese, because it's a fermented, cultured thing, works well. Now, all fermented foods, and I don't like any of them other than pickles, sauerkraut, kimchi, kombucha, all of those things is very, very good for you.
Okay.
So go for that. I'm going to come back to gin because, you know, I'm a slight functioning alcoholic. So I like to have a flavored gin. And what I do is I take fresh fruit and I actually just put it into my gin bottle.
Yes.
And you have a flavored gin, and now you have a sipping gin. So you can drink it like you would drink whiskey on the rocks. It's beautiful. It's nice. It doesn't bug your gut. My favorite drink would be bitter tequila.
Yeah.
Don't laugh, but this is true. Last night I watched Martha Stewart put chilies in a bottle and then take a good bottle of gin and, you know what, she basically pickles the chili with gin and then they drink the gin.
Wow.
It's fiery, but it's awesome. It looks nice. So there are ways that you can really go and enjoy Christmas without feeling deprived of anything. And usually when I do it, the people eat my food, which is full of greens and reds.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, let's stick with the Christmas colors. You know what? If it's beige,
avoid. Avoid, yeah. Because you're not going to get, I mean, it might taste nice for that moment, but it's going to give you a whole season of unhappiness as you go down. Now, what about people who, for example, are not following an exercise regimen because they've given themselves time off here? I know Bulelo's head's going to explode. But there are many of us who decide, ah, it's Christmas. I'm not going to go to gym. And I don't need to be running or training or doing any of that stuff now. Is that okay? Is it okay to take a break from that?
You know what? Yes, I do think so. All our bodies need a bit of recovery time. Now think about it. 90% of us are going to be or will be migrating to where there's water,
mm-hmm.
some kind of pool somewhere.
Yeah.
Now this is a fun activity to do, and this is one of the things that I tell all my patients who carry a little bit of weight. Walk in the pool. There's a holiday resort in Limpopo, and you will know this one, called the A-Lunt.
Mm.
They have this big round swimming pool.
Uh-huh.
And the fun thing was, if everyone starts walking in a circle and creating a vortex. Now, the first thing is, if you're in water, you're walking against resistance the whole time.
Right.
Okay? So you're getting a cardiovascular workout with a strength workout, resistance exercising, in water where you're not carrying any weight, and you can do this driving the kids insane because all they want to do is they want to go faster and faster.
Right.
So,
good idea.
You know what? Get exercise in this time a fun activity. There's nothing worse than having to run after small children. That's exercise in itself.
Mm.
Now, do this with them in a pool or where there's water. You know, exercise enough. That's my feeling.
If you want to be a junkie,
you know, put a baby in each arm and do bicycles or whatever. Have more sex.
One,
actually,
have more
that's
sex.
The basic
yeah.
Time.
Yeah, have more sex. So just one last quick thing because we've got to get to the end of this. But Ruth wants to know, what about gout, uric acid buildup? What can you do for that?
Drink water.
Okay.
This is the first thing. Drink water. How gout works is all the acids that you have in your body, and there's different kinds of them, build up. Uric acid is the runt of the family. It gets kicked to the back the whole time. And then that collects in your joints. So what we need to do is we need to try and flush these acids out of the body as fast as possible. So you can alkalize the body, something like citrus soda. Dr. Vogel has the alkalining powder. That would help, but your big thing is water, 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 water.
Right.
If you have to, make it a drinking game. You know, I can have a shot of tequila if I have a big glass of water. And, you know, again, there's a reward system for everything.
Damn right.
If you give yourself adequate reward, the stuff that you don't like becomes not that hard to do, and then actually become second nature. I can't have my first whiskey in the evening before I haven't finished 2.5 liters of water.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that I do is by 9 o'clock in the morning, I finish my 2.5 glasses of water. And then by 10 o'clock, you know what, usually in my office, I have my first, okay, I can't say it out loud. You get the group.
All right, listen, Dr. Mark, you've made it, you made us feel better. You don't have to punish yourself over the holidays. You don't have to be, you don't have to be a star athlete. You can have fun. Just establish some sort of reward system. Avoid the obvious things like bread. We like it. We like it a lot. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, guys. Merry Christmas and have a great new year.
Just about to say, same to you. Dr. Mark and the T-Health Show will return in the new year, and always some useful advice there. I saw Lebang nodding her head, but it's all right. I mean, it makes sense, right? And he didn't say don't drink. He didn't say don't eat. He didn't give us that terrible advice that you hear from all these other people.
Yeah, and it's quite practical. That's what I like about it. If I can just like find myself in a pool running around in circles with my kids, by the time they get out, they'll be gack tired. And that is definitely a reward. That is a reward for me. So shout out.
Well, anytime anyone starts the discussion by saying you are allowed to drink tequila, I'm in. So well done, Dr. Mark. Very, very nice. CliffCentral.com. It is a Tuesday morning. We're heading up towards Christmas, the last week of shows this week. And for many people, the last week of work for the year. If you aren't already on holiday, we will be back in just a moment. It is just after 7. CliffCentral.com.